look tonight for just a little while in Psalm 3. Psalm 3, and I'm going to read two verses that's very familiar to you, and I know that many of you could quote these verses, and a lot of times these verses are written on different, you know, maybe in a card or maybe on a, you know, plaque or something such as this. But there's a lot of tremendous things in this passage that I would like to share with you this evening. It's not, you know, it's kind of a simple thought, but yet in the simple thought, there's a lot of things that that we can get from this. So I hope it's a blessing. Psalm 3, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the good day that you've blessed us with. And Lord, we realize that there's many needs that individuals have, and many struggles, many burdens, many trials, many things that we just simply face in life. Some are every day, some are things that we're not expecting, but yet we know that we can trust you. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight as we spend a little time in your word. Lord, I thank you for the ones that are here. We thank you for the ones that are viewing. And Lord, we just pray that you'll meet needs. Lord, if needs are going to be met, we know that you're the only one that knows what each person is in need of. So, Father, I pray that you'll intervene on each person's behalf. And Lord, that we'll look to you. We do ask that if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior, Lord, will you cause the people to realize that they need Jesus. We know that our prayer list is full of individuals that need to be saved, and we lift them up to you. So, Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's no greater need, I guess, in a Christian's life. Of course, we understand that that we need to confess our sins. We understand that we battle the flesh. We understand that there's a lot of challenges in life. But in one aspect, there's no greater need in life, in the life of a Christian, and that is none other than needing guidance. Guidance is an important thing in life. If we ever reach a point to where we know what to do all the time, then I think we've got struggles. Because there's times that we just simply don't know what to do. We try to, in some instances, we try to take matters in our own hands. We try to orchestrate things that we think needs to happen. But in reality, when the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart," then that's what we do. We trust the Lord. Just a simple thought. You see, life is full of choices. Life is full of decisions. Life is full of obstacles. Life is full of pathways. And sometimes we just simply don't know the right way to go sometimes in life. And that can happen no matter how whatever stage we are in life. It doesn't matter how old we might be. There's still decisions and there's still challenges. There's still directions that we need to go in life. Well, the Bible tells us that we have help. The Bible tells us that we can find help in Him. And the first thing is to trust. To trust. Trust is an important thing because if we ever, you know, when it comes to relationships and when it comes to friendships and when it comes to life itself, if we ever lose someone's trust, then there's always a doubt. Well, the Lord will never make a bad decision. He'll never make a bad decision because we know that Jesus, as he walked this world, we know that he was sinless. And there were many that tried to disturb him. There were many that tried to discredit him. There were many that tried to challenge him. But yet in that challenge, he never made a mistake. He never did anything wrong. And the Bible even talks about that there's one that even said, I find no fault in him. So therefore we can trust him. So I just want to give you a few thoughts tonight, and that is this. As we think about these verses, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6 tells us what to do. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's the first thing I want to make mention here tonight, is he shall direct our paths. He shall direct our paths. There are many things that are uncertain. Life is uncertain. Challenges, obstacles, difficulties, other people sometimes can be a challenge. But yet we understand in that uncertainty, there are some things that are certain. You know, I could give you a whole list of things tonight that are uncertain, but I can also give you one main reason tonight that we have something that is certain, and that is the Lord's help. That is the Lord's help. We have the Lord's help tonight, and that is certain. That is certain. Just like the song that the trio sang, he left heaven for us. So someone that would love us so much that he would leave heaven that we might have life, we can surely trust him. We can surely trust him. And that's what these verses are saying. Trust in the Lord and he'll direct our paths because the Lord is our help. He's our help. That's for certain. Now, if we continue to look at verse 6, there's some things that we can make it personal. We like things to make it personal. Personal, just like I mentioned the two ladies that made reference that prayed for me, it made it personal when they said, we've been praying for you or an individual. That makes it personal. That means you were on their mind and vice versa. And that makes it personal. Well, when we look at this verse in verse 6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. So he and thy makes it personal. Makes it personal. You know, the wonderful thing about the Lord is this. He can direct me, and he can direct you, and he can direct our viewers, and he can direct people that we don't even know at the same time. That's amazing to me. Because we look at things in our realm sometimes. We look at things in our arena in life. But as he's directing us, he's directing others because he knows what each person needs. There could be nothing any more personal than the Lord telling us that he'll direct our path. Nothing more personal than he will direct our path. It's amazing that the Lord wants to lead us personally. He wants to lead us personally. There's a personal relationship. When we get saved, then we have a personal relationship with the Lord. We have that personal relationship. In other words, it's so personal that he wants to take us under his wing and direct us. But he also knows that life is a challenge. He also knows that we need directing. And I've never really kind of thought about it that way. But when we look at these verses, he's acknowledging the fact that we need direction. We need help. We need direction. And he's willing to give it. And it's amazing to me that he wants to lead us in a personal way. And he wants to lead us in the right way. The right way. The word direct means to make straight. That word direct there in that verse means to make straight. We travel in life and we are faced with confusion. We travel in life and we're faced with the unknowns. We travel in life and we're faced with challenges. We travel in life and we're faced with things that we just don't know how to handle them. And sometimes when we become that way, then we become panicked. We become panicked when we think that we look out and we don't see things happening. We look out and we don't see, things the way that we think they should be, and we become panicked. Well, let me challenge you tonight. Whatever it is that you're facing, don't become panicked, but trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us to do. It says to trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding, which brings up another point. There's going to be things that we don't understand, but we don't have to understand them. We like to understand things. We like to understand. When it comes to, there's individuals, when you're helping them work on their car, and I've helped many people in life to work on their cars and things. And they'll say something, manufacturers, when they put cars together, then they especially the engineers, they forget that people have to work on them. They forget that, they'll put some kind of a sensor in one of the worst places that there can be, that has to be removed at some point, and it was a whole lot easier to put it in when the engine was out of the frame of the car. And then they have to, we have to fix them. And sometimes when you're helping somebody on the car, they'll ask a question like, well, why did they do that? And sometimes I'll say, I don't know. I don't know. You say, well, what does that mean? It means I don't know why they did it. You see, sometimes in life, we don't know. We don't know why things happen the way that they happen. We don't know why this person made this decision. We don't know why this happened in this certain way. And we can try to analyze it, and we can try to analyze it, and we can say, well, this happened because, and we can try to do all these things. But in reality, at the end of the day, we still probably don't know, and we just accept the fact that the Lord's going to help us no matter what it is. The Lord's going to help us in life no matter what it is. There's a verse in Proverbs 14, verse 12. The Bible says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Bible tells us that He will guide us. What better way to find help in the path of life than listen to the Lord? Look to the Lord. Don't panic. Don't panic when things seem to be going the wrong direction. Don't panic when we're worried or we're concerned about this. Just simply do what the Bible says. And these are some simple thoughts tonight. And that is none other than trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. But it goes on to say, with all thine heart. With all thine heart. That's important. That's important. You know, when a child is growing up and they jump into a parent's arms, that parent is going to do everything to keep from dropping that child. They're going to do everything to keep from dropping that child. That's trust. That's trust. When Marshall was little, he would jump from the side of the couch, and he would jump, and I would catch him. But as he grew, then I began to doubt whether I could catch him. And there was a time in my life, and there was a time in his life that I said, "Don't jump anymore. You're too big. I might drop you." What does that have to do with us and our relationship with the Lord? No problem, no situation, no cares of life are too big for God. And we can jump in His arms and He'll catch us. That's that trust. That's that trust that the Bible's talking about. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You see, I knew my limitations, but God has no limitations when it comes to what He wants to do for His children. So number two is we have to guard, we have guidance regarding to every detail of life. Notice the word paths, P-A-T-H-S. The Bible says that we're to acknowledge Him and He will direct us in the paths. Do you realize that life is full of paths? Yes, we have one pathway of life. We have one life to live. And we understand that from the time that we're conceived until the time that we grow, until the time that that death comes, we understand that we have one life, but in that one life we have many paths. There's different aspects of our life. There's different aspects. There's multiple paths in life that we take. But God is not too busy for us. And I'll give you this thought tonight. He will guide us at home in our home life. He will guide us in business or decision making, maybe I should say. And in the workplace for those that are still working. He will guide us in friendships, in relationships. He will guide us. And He'll also guide us in life's pleasures. Because there are some times that we need to step back and we need to relax. But yet the important thing is that we're acknowledging Him, we're trusting Him, and He will guide us. He will guide us. All of life, every aspect of our life is important to God. Every aspect. There should be no stone left unturned when it comes to our relationship to God, because every aspect of our life is important to Him. I think about when Lazarus died. And they questioned Jesus and said, if thou would have been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. The Bible talks about that Jesus wept. But you see, Jesus had a bigger plan. Jesus had a bigger plan. And that bigger plan outweighed more than if He would have been there. As they were saying, see, they knew, they were trusting Him. They were trusting Jesus. Because they said, if thou hadst been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And so they knew, so they were trusting. But we need to take that trust one step further. God's got a bigger plan. We have to trust His plan. We have to trust His plan. And then number three, the guidance is infallible. Infallible. It's God Himself. It's God Himself that is doing the directing. God Himself. He promises to guide us. He promises to guide us. The Bible says, He shall direct thy paths. He shall direct thy paths. You know, when parents raise their children, then they try to guide them. They try to help them. They try to make the best decisions at the time. They try to do the right things. They try to raise the children right. But you that are parents, let me ask you a question. Have you ever made a mistake in guiding? I know that we have. We have. It doesn't mean we weren't trying. Doesn't mean we didn't have the best interest in mind, but there were times that we could say, you know, I might should have done this a little differently. But you see, we're not talking about the Lord. We're talking about us. He is infallible. He don't make mistakes. He don't make mistakes in life. He don't second guess decisions that are made. He doesn't second guess because God makes no mistakes. Therefore, we can trust Him as our guide because He makes no mistakes. Therefore, we can rely on Him. We can rely on Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. But here's something that's important. The whole time we've been talking about him and who he is, and the fact that he's infallible, the fact that he is trustworthy and we can trust him with all our hearts. But you see, there's something that we need to do as individuals. And the first thing that we need to do is we need to acknowledge him. As the Bible says, acknowledge him, verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. We have to realize and we have to understand, Lord, I need your help. I need you. I need you in life. I need you to help me do what's right. I need you to help me go down the right path. I need you to help me make the right decisions. I need you to help me to act the right way. I need you to help me to carry myself the right way. I need you in every aspect. I need you in the workplace. I need you at home. I need you in decision making. I need you in my relationships with others. I need you. I need you. And that's acknowledging him. We lean on him. But we also need not worry about our understanding, because there are things that we're just simply not going to understand. There's going to be some things that we just simply don't understand. But he doesn't tell us that we're going to understand everything. He didn't tell us that we're going to understand why we're going through this trial, or why we're going through this, or we get this diagnosis, or whatever the case may be. He's not going to tell us that we understand, but it does say that we need to acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. To acknowledge him is to abandon any understanding that we might have. Acknowledging him is abandoning what we think and our own understanding. That's what it's like. That's what the Bible says. Lean not unto thine own understanding. You're abandoning your understanding and trusting him, because he understands all. He understands it all. To trust and to lean is two important things. We trust in the Lord. That's what we're to do. And then we're to lean not. That is something else that we're to do. You see, we play a big part in this as well. Our relationship with him and our fellowship with him play a big part in our getting his direction in life. It's trusting, it's leaning not in our own understanding. He understands that we have the course of life. He understands. If he didn't understand, I believe that he would have took us home right after we got saved. He would take us out of this life's mess that sometimes we have to deal with. But he gives us the adequate amount of help in life. He gives us the adequate amount of life. What else are we to do? We're to acknowledge him in our ways. Acknowledge him in our ways. In all thy ways. All thy ways. Acknowledge him. Think of that word in. Found in verse 6. In all thy ways. Acknowledge him in life, in home, in business, in school, in work, in play, in health, in afflictions. We must acknowledge him. That's part of that trust. Simply acknowledge him. And then lastly tonight, we are to acknowledge him in all our ways. All our ways. every aspect of life, every challenge, every good thing, every challenging thing, every difficult thing, everything that's in life from the time that we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed. And then when we go to bed, we're still trusting. We're still trusting. There is not a moment in life that we should ever lose our trust in the Lord. Everything we can trust Him with. We are to trust the Lord with all thine heart and in all thy ways. We're to seek Him by His grace. And although we have these verses and it doesn't say much about grace, but I want to say tonight that I'm thankful for God's grace, because the times that I didn't acknowledge Him, the times that I made bad decisions, the times that I didn't follow Him and I felt like I knew what was going on and I just took the reins myself, I messed up. And I look back and I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to going ahead of You. I'm sorry for not allowing You to work in my life the way that You wanted to. And I acknowledge that. And I'm thankful for that grace, because the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, He knows us better than we know ourselves. But we have a guide in life. We have a guide. We have a guide. You know, there's times that we put our trust in guides. And if you've ever gone to any of the caverns, Darla and I years and years ago went to Linville Caverns. We had never gone before, and so we walked in, and we had a guide with us. And we were putting our faith and our confidence in that guide. That guide could have any moment in that cavern, because it got very dark, and at one point he cut the lights out. And we didn't know where to go. And I just stayed still, because I didn't know where to go. But if he had disappeared on us, we'd have been in trouble. Do you know that's how life is? There's going to be times that we feel like we're in the dark. But we have a guide that will help us. And we can acknowledge Him in life's pathway. We just have to trust Him. That the Bible says that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We have to trust Him. And I hope that we're doing that. Guidance along life pathway. I'll read these verses in closing. And I hope they have meaning for us tonight, and that is to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I'm thankful for that word shall, because He'll be directing. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together, and we pray the Lord that we will be encouraged tonight. Encouraged that You'll help us, that You'll direct us, that we look to You. Lord, You know our hearts and You know every person that's here, and sometimes we try to get ahead of You. Sometimes we try to take matter in our own hands. Lord, help us not to do that. Help us to simply wait upon the Lord, that we may renew our strength. Father, I pray that You'll bless this invitation. Lord, You know our hearts. You know that we all have challenges. Many hands were raised this morning that they have burdens. Help us, Lord, to look to You. Help us to lean on You. Not our own understanding, but help us to lean on You. And Lord, we'll give You the praise. Bless this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.